Pittsburgh.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump attacks, shooting report. I'm Elliot Francis. As the fallout continues from Donald Trump's battle with the GOP, the nominee is leveling some new charges this morning. Reid Binion reports.
Donald Trump going on offense, seizing on information and emails hacked from the Clinton campaign and released by WikiLeaks.
The Department of Justice fed information to the Clinton campaign about the email investigation.
One email between Clinton spokesman Brian Fallon and the DOJ concerned a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit about Clinton's emails, but the information exchanged was publicly available and there's no evidence of any communication about the investigation itself. Trump also repeating a false story reported by Russian media about an email on Benghazi from Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal. But what Trump quoted wasn't written by Blumenthal. It was a portion of a Newsweek article. I'm Reid Binion.
In Oklahoma, the state medical examiner's office reports unarmed motorist Terrence Crutcher had the drug PCP in his system when Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby shot and killed him on September 16th. I'm Elliot Francis. There's speculation that more recordings exist of Donald Trump making offensive remarks, this time on the set of The Apprentice. Correspondent Steve Kastenbaum reports.
Before the explosive tape of Donald Trump's lewd conversation emerged, people who worked on the show The Apprentice alleged that Trump routinely made sexist offensive remarks while the cameras were rolling. There were reports that the show's producer threatened to fine anyone who leaked the tape $5 million. While Apprentice creator Mark Burnett put out a written statement in which he said he doesn't have the right or ability to release footage or any other material from The Apprentice, that he and the company are legally bound by contracts. He also said it's not true that he threatened to take anyone to court. Burnett pointed out that he often supported Democratic candidates, and he said he's not protecting Trump. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Stock and Apple Corporation rose 2.1% on Wall Street after rival Samsung agreed to permanently scrap its Galaxy Note 7 smartphones because of safety concerns. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Well, come 2018, Montgomery County will have a new county executive.
The man who has been in charge of Montgomery County since 2006 says he will not seek another term. Ike Leggett telling a crowd at a fundraiser in Silver Spring that recently. According to the Washington Post, his decision is not based on his health, and Leggett says it has nothing to do with talk of instituting term limits. The 71-year-old has served three terms as county council president and vice president, and four terms as an at-large member. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has set out the guidelines for school systems to ask for a waiver of his executive order not to start the school year before Labor Day. Under Hogan's revised order, local school boards would have to, among other things, hold a public meeting where the waiver application would be considered and approved. Montgomery County schools will be in just that position. The school board has voted to start next school year in August. Howard County is getting a new sheriff. Incumbent James Fitzgerald is resigning after coming under fire for creating what his critics said was a hostile workplace with racist language and retaliation against employees. County Executive Alan Kittleman says there will now be an interim sheriff named.
Governor Hogan will make that appointment, and once he makes that appointment, that person will serve until the election in 2018.
Fitzgerald's last day is Saturday. Alexandria's mayor promises the city's working on a plan to figure out how to stop raw sewage from flowing into the Potomac River, and Mayor Allison Silberberg says the city will ask Richmond for help paying for it. Right now, stormwater and sewage spill into Hunting Creek virtually anytime it rains. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,129, the NASDAQ at 52,47. Sports, the Dodgers blow the lead but come back to beat the Nationals in Game 4, the deciding Game 5 of their playoff series tomorrow night here in Washington. The winner will play the Cubs, who eliminated the Giants last night. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You could get your flu shot where you buy diapers and cat food. Or you can just walk into Inova Urgent Care and get your flu shot with the confidence of having physicians on site. The quadrivalent flu shot protects against the four main flu viruses, twice as many strains as a traditional flu shot. Available at all 10 Inova Urgent Care locations across Northern Virginia. A proactive way to keep your family healthy. Just walk in or reserve your spot at inova.org/UCC. Inova. Join the future of health.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the George Washington Parkway, we have a broken down car, so be very careful at this early dark hour as you're coming up on it at speed. Southbound George Washington Parkway, right before you get toward 123. So in that area, you will see a help is on the scene. So once you get there, some of the flashing lights and activity. But again, caution. No problems to report on the Baltimore Washington Parkway this morning. We'll take you around the Beltway, Maryland. We've had two separate work zones overnight. Crews are still out. They're picking up the cones, though. If you're heading from Maryland, Virginia into Maryland, if you're coming past River Road toward 270, that's where they were along the right side. Now, over toward College Park on the outer loop toward Kenilworth Avenue, again, the work crews were along the right, so do watch for them as well. For Metro Rail, in addition to Safe Surge number 9, the Orange Line, they may have additional delays right now. They have speed restrictions near Smithsonian as they start off and out of the gate this morning. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
71, a few clouds around this morning and a few filtering sunshine this afternoon. Not too bad. Tonight, mainly clear and 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a few clouds, 74. Friday, a little bit cooler, 65 degrees, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Leesburg, 43 in Kensington, 51 degrees in Washington. The 2016 election gets the Law & Order SVU treatment. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 5:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. And boy, howdy, are you lucky you are. Coming up at 7:05, Joe Concha, Hill Media reporter on the latest WikiLeaks scandal. The media. I know you're going to be shocked by this. The media in cahoots with the Hillary Clinton campaign.
No, say it's not true.
735 KT McFarland, National Security Analyst, and 805 David Martosko, Daily Mail. He's in these WikiLeaks emails. Clinton campaign wanted to ban him from covering their campaign. So he's got to be a good guest. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, we continue to delve through all of these emails that have been dropped into the hopper by WikiLeaks and have come from other sources as well. Some of them are coming from Guccifer, too. Some of them are actually coming into the system through the regular FOIA process, albeit very slowly. And there are new developments just across the board. I mean, we're just going to spend a few moments here to bring you up to date on some of the things that we have now learned. And it's very troubling, I see, because there seems to be a lot of help that the Clinton campaign has been getting from sources that perhaps they should not be getting help from. I'll start with a Washington Post story that details an incident in which Donna Brazile, who is now the chairman of the DNC, but at the time was a vice chairman, who sends to the Clinton campaign an email and says, look, you know, I'm over here at CNN. I'm somebody who comments on things as a surrogate for the campaign from time to time. And she says, from time to time, here's the headline, from time to time, I get questions in advance. In other words, they were planning a town hall meeting, and she's suggesting that she gets some of the questions in advance. And she goes on to detail a question about the death penalty and saying, look, you know, this is going to be coming your way. And then she also wanted to know, you know, how should I handle it as a surrogate for the campaign if the issue comes up? So that's sort of, you know, one makes that raises many, many questions about what goes on at CNN, how she got advance look at the questions, how she was able to pass them on to the campaign, and whether or not that was done with CNN's knowledge. She now, by the way, claims that she had never got advanced questions, but I'm telling you, the title of the email is, sometimes, from time to time, I get questions in advance. That's the title of the email that she wrote into the header line of the email. So that's very interesting.
Well, yeah, and the question is very detailed and it's very explicit and worked through. It's clearly something that was copied and pasted.
It looks like
in.
It's cut and pasted. It does.
And here's another thing that needs to be said about this email, that Donna Brazile, again, paid paid contributor to CNN. She was a CNN employee at the time that this happened, uh-huh. and also on the board of the DNC. She said that in the subject line, but then she said this in the body. Here's one that worries me about HRC, mm-hmm. Hillary Rodham Clinton. So she was worried about this question, as in, is this is going to be a tough one for Hillary to deal with, having to do with the death penalty.
Yeah, so there's that. Okay, let's say, well, there's so much to go through here. We have to keep moving along here. We'll never get through them all. May 2015, there was an email from the Clinton campaign spokesperson, Brian Fallon. You know, Brian Fallon speaks on behalf of the campaign. And the email says this is a quote, "The DOJ, the Department of Justice spokesperson, informed me there is a status hearing in a case this morning, so we could have a window into the judge's thinking about proposed production schedule." What this is one of these FOIA request hearings that is about to take place, and they're following up, and the judge is going to say, State Department, here's exactly, you know, how you have to turn out these documents and in what order. And Brian Fallon was getting advance notice of this from the Department of Justice. It is interesting to note, of course, that Brian Fallon happens to be a former Department of Justice spokesman who now speaks for the Clinton campaign. Reince Priebus has said, and I agree with him 1,000% on this, this also raises questions about Bill Clinton's, you know, tarmac meeting with Attorney General Loretta Lynch. In other words, if the Department of Justice was sending or picking up the phone and talking to the campaign spokesman at Hillary Clinton campaign and giving him a heads up on this, that, and the other, what was, you know, maybe there was other collusion involving that meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between Bill Clinton and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Fair question, Reince Priebus. I think you're on to something there. Here's one. The State Department apparently gave a detailed readout of emails that were about to be released in connection with a FOIA request. And this detailed readout, I mean, it gave it how many emails, what it's all about. Heads up, this is coming out very soon. It comes from Heather Samuelson, who we now know has been granted immunity in any of these cases. So that comes to us by way of the Daily Call.
But let's again, we need to offer a little commentary on these as they fly by. There are a lot of them. You're right, Brian, but let's just be clear on what's going on here. Yeah. The State Department, after dragging its feet for years, mm-hmm. finally responds to a FOIA request, probably from Judicial Watch. They're about to release emails that have been previously kept from the public's eye.
That's right.
By every possible machination of secrecy that you can think of, including this private server.
Right.
And before you, the people, get to see it, or Judicial Watch, or whoever it was that asked for the FOIA request, the Clinton campaign apparatus gets a heads up.
Yep.
Before the American people see it, here, just so you're prepared for it. That's kind of special treatment, isn't it? That plus the DOJ one. Why are they getting heads up on filings anybody else?
That's right. I mean, so you got number one, you got Donna Brazile over at CNN, who's giving them a heads up on things that CNN is going to ask in an upcoming town hall meeting. Then you have an email that suggests the Department of Justice is contacting the spokesman of the campaign on a regular basis. Then you have an email from the State Department to the campaign, saying that, hey, look, here come a bunch of emails, get ready, heads up, here it comes, and here's a detailed outlook of everything you're going to be facing. So you got all of these agencies of the federal government who are working in cahoots with the campaign to make sure that they have every piece of information they can possibly get regarding issues that, of course, are very concerning to the campaign. That's not fair. The government ought not be working on behalf of one campaign. There's supposed to be a bright light, a white line between campaign activity and the operations of the Justice Department and the State Department.
It's corrupt.
It is corrupt. And, you know, when Donald Trump says the system is rigged, I think this is some of what he's talking about. All right. Well, there's more. Oh, there's even more. And he talks about the cozy relationship. Many of these emails talk about the cozy relationship between the Clinton campaign and members of the media. For example, there was a setting where she did a bunch of local interviews, and one of the people who worked for the campaign wrote, hey, every single interviewer was for her, that there were no problems, everything went smoothly. There's another email that we have learned about in the last couple of days from CNBC anchor John Harwood, who, by the way, was at one point a debate moderator who goes on to give advice to the Clinton campaign. So he's a debate moderator in public.
For the Republican primary.
That's right. And in private, he's out there offering advice to the Clinton campaign.
Not just advice, sending an email to John Podesta saying, did you see how I beat up Donald Trump and the Republicans in the debate last night? This is John Harwood. This is the guy from CNBC. Remember when we, I mean, everybody admitted and recognized that that was the most unfair, imbalanced, skewed, and biased debate moderating performances that anyone had ever seen. And he's high-fiving himself with John Podesta the next day. Look how I beat up on Donald Trump there. Right, that was great. Right. Put them all on the back heel. This is your media, America. This is your mainstream American media, and it cuts across pretty much every news organ that you've known to grow, grown to know and love. We've got more.
Oh, there is much more, and we will get to it as we go forward here. Right now, it is 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, and we're off to a pretty decent start. Here we come in from the west, Route 7, 66, Greenway Toll Road. Everyone in front head up toward the Capitol Beltway. And inside the Beltway, not seeing any troubles through Roslyn over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Bridges into town, clear. Key Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, looking good. Now on the George Washington Parkway, still want you to use caution. I don't have official word that the broken down car has been cleared. So southbound on the George Washington Parkway, as you approach the area of 123, we had that broken down along the right side, so dark, and you're coming up on that at speed, so be very careful. On 270, let's take you south out of the Frederick area through Urbana down toward the Capitol Beltway, pretty much up at speed. Not over speed, I should say, right? And around the Beltway, looks like the overnight construction just about wrapped up on the Interloop past River Road toward 270. And Metro Rail, heads up, they're having some speed restrictions set in place right now near the Smithsonian. Expect delays on the blue, silver, and orange lines as a result. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it looks like it's going to be really nice all the way through the weekend. I mean, really, really nice. Today, a high of 71. Tonight, down around 55, mostly clear. Thursday, tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 74. Then listen to this. This is just awesome. Friday, sunny in the mid-60s. Saturday, sunny in the mid-60s. Sunday, sunshine in the low 70s. Oh, I love this time of year. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 52 degrees, 517 on WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call McCarthy Services today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. We're offering up to $1,450 off new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, we are recounting just some of the stuff that has come out in this flurry of email drops, some from WikiLeaks, some from other sources, and they're just very eye. I mean, Donald Trump often says that he thinks the system is rigged. And you know what? There's a lot of evidence to suggest he's onto something with that. Here we have the CNN people, you know, giving a heads up to the campaign through Donna Brazile. We have the Department of Justice reaching out to inform the campaign spokesman about things that were about to happen. The State Department detailing for the campaign things that were about to happen. We've just told you about how CNBC anchor John Harwood is caught in one of these emails giving advice to the Clinton campaign. Here's another one. The New York Times, according to one of these emails, gave the Hillary Clinton the veto power over the quotes that were going to be used in a story about her. Now, look, this one bothers me a great deal because, you know, when you're working on a story, it is absolutely fair to say to someone that's going to be in a story, hey, we're going to have a story about this, that, and the other. I want to give you a heads up about that and see if there's anything you want to say about it. What is not proper is for quotes to go into a story and then you say, we'll only use these quotes if you find them acceptable. That is not the way journalism is supposed to be done. So there you have an example of the New York Times reaching out and saying, we want to only provide the coverage that fits in with your campaign narrative. So we'll give you veto power over anything that we use that's a quote from you.
Yeah, let's
ridiculous.
Let's start naming names here. This is Mark Leibovich. He was the reporter, or as Chris Plant would say, the typist over there at the New York Times who did this.
I've had some dealings with that guy.
So Mark Leibovich sends this list of quotes saying, just need your approval on these quotes before I put them in the article. And what makes this even worse, the campaign spokesperson for the Clinton campaign responded and said, I thought our understanding was we got to choose what quotes you used in the article.
That's right.
And he responded, oh, I'm sorry, miscommunication on that. No, I just told you that you could have up or down approval on the quotes that I choose to use. So the Clinton campaign actually thought that they could pick from a whole list of quotes and say, yeah, use that one, don't use that one, use that one, don't use that one. This is the New York Times. So why are we hearing a whole lot about this in the mainstream? Because we're not. You know, I just went to Mediaite, which is a website that's supposed to cover the media and cover the intersection of the media and politics. And I'm telling you, every single story that relates to politics has to do with the Billy Bush video and the fallout from
that's
that.
Right.
There's nothing. Yesterday they had one story about Donna Brazile. But this is a story that hits New York Times, ABC News, CNN. Who else have we already hit? Politico, this hits. And why aren't we hearing about it? Because it's about them.
That's right.
They're not reporting about themselves.
The New York Times doesn't want to report on this. It's embarrassing to them. They're not going to tell you what mistakes they made, or by the way, that they're not going to take any action against Leibovitz, who is revered over there. They love that guy.
Or maybe they're pretty happy with the arrangement, and they don't want to mess it up.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with them being embarrassed. Maybe they just don't want things to get messed up.
It may be possible that they can't be embarrassed. Okay, so here's one more that will sort of set you off, especially if you happen to be a practicing Catholic. The Hill recounts a story of an email that is going back and forth, and it's to Jen Palmieri, a key player in the Clinton campaign, and they're talking about Catholics and the positions of Catholics. Now, you can't be responsible for what somebody says in an email to you. Anybody can send you an email, and it might be unflattering, but, you know, if you respond to it, then that's on you, right? Well, here's how she responded to this troubling, I think, email regarding Catholics and the way they vote. Jen Palmieri wrote, I imagine that they have chosen to be Catholics because they find it to be the only socially acceptable conservative religion. How would they explain it to their rich friends if they became evangelicals? So not only does she, take a shot at Catholics, she takes a shot at evangelicals. Looking, you can just see her almost looking down her nose and sneering as she writes this.
What was her name again?
Jen Palmieri.
Jenny Palmieri. She is the spokesperson and continues to be the spokesperson, doesn't she?
That's right.
The Clinton communications director. A little bit more on this, too. George Stephanopoulos also included in this and suggested that he used Clinton campaign talking points when interviewing Peter Schweitzer, the author of Clinton Cash, plus preferential treatment by the State Department for friends of Bill during Haiti earthquake relief. That's right. They even politicized and gave favors to the Clinton campaign, the State Department did, the Clinton Foundation, during earthquake relief.
During a disaster.
In Haiti. We'll tell you about that, too. There's more. Stay here.
It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
It's time to talk about home security, which is very important. Ackerman Security Systems can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring, starting at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Now, you got to ask yourself, how much are you paying right now for your monitoring service? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? Make the switch to Ackerman and save. And why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company that guarantees you a response time. They make it very easy to switch. You can leave your existing equipment in place and get peace of mind that comes with monitoring from Ackerman starting at only $19.95 a month. At Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. If you need another reason, here it is. Just mention WMAL, and you will get up to 3 months of monitoring free in October. That's right, 3 months free if you mention WMAL. With daylight savings time about to end, the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are protected with Ackerman. Call now, switch, and save, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality. And New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. New Look Home Design. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment.
Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
It is 525 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Winton in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, no complaints right now. Looking good around the Beltway, Virginia, Maryland, quiet. No problems on 95, Virginia, but it's the volume. We see that every morning around this time in Stafford and as you approach the Occoquan, but nothing reported along the way. We're wide open, 395 to the 14th Street Bridge, 66 both inside and outside the Beltway. Good. Now, on the George Washington Parkway, stalled car had been southbound near 123. They were trying to get that cleared from the right lane, so still use caution if you're in that stretch. Metro Rail, they're starting off this morning with speed restrictions right around the Smithsonian Metro Station. So in that area, it's affecting the blue, silver, and orange line, again, due to the speed restrictions, so expect delays in that stretch. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
71, a few clouds around this morning and a few filtering sunshine this afternoon. Not too bad. Tonight, mainly clear and 55. On Thursday, sunshine with a few clouds, 74. Friday, a little bit cooler, 65 degrees, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 526 on WMAL.
Now, U.S. State Department emails released today, obtained via the Freedom of Information Act by the Republican National Committee, seem to show officials from the U.S. State Department under Secretary Clinton giving preferential treatment to Clinton Foundation donors and, quote, friends of Bill, who sought to provide aid after the Haiti earthquake in 2010.
That's Jake Tapper reporting on. Now, these are not WikiLeaks. These are FOIA request emails that have come out yesterday. And yes, there's a whole host of emails with the State Department interacting with the Clinton Foundation, asking the foundation to identify people who are offering assistance in Haiti as either friends of WJC, that would be William Jefferson Clinton, or FOB, of course, friends of Bill. Now, many people will say, well, what's the big deal? These are just people who wanted to give assistance. Oh, no, no, understand something. Yeah. While you were reaching into your pocket and putting money into the collection plate at church after the Haiti earthquake because you wanted to give assistance, and that money went right down to assistance groups like the Red Cross or maybe Catholic Charities, over at the State Department, yes, they were coordinating assistance, but you remember we gave hundreds of millions of dollars of assistance to Haiti.
That's right.
In what form was that assistance? Much of it was food, much of it was medical supplies, much of it was improved housing.
Rebuilding, right.
We helped coordinate building houses. Well, who do you think got that money? Contractors, companies, businesses. Businesses made a lot of money on Haiti earthquake relief. These are the kind of businesses that contribute to the Clinton Foundation and Clinton Global Initiative. They make their donation. Then when the Haiti earthquake comes up, they want to give assistance with the State Department through the State Department. They get their foot in the door and get VIP treatment from the State Department with the okay from the Clinton Foundation.
How is that not criminal activity?
And then they provide their assistance that the government buys with your tax dollars and they get rich off of it. Also, by the way, really quickly, an email circulated showing everyone in the Clinton campaign celebrating George Stephanopoulos' interview with Peter Schweitzer, and they specifically said, great work, thanks. He didn't land a punch, didn't land anything. Hold on, I want to read it verbatim. I'm so sorry for a moment. I just want to make sure that we've got it exactly right. Didn't land a punch. He lands nothing and everything is refuted, mostly based on our work. Mostly based on our work, yeah. Which means they provided talking points and a plan of attack for their friend, George Stephanopoulos, and then George Stephanopoulos used the Clinton campaign's work to conduct their interview. Mm. There is a fix between the media and the politicians. We've been telling you this forever, and now we've got even more smoking guns. 705 Joe Concha, media reporter from The Hill, will break this down as well.
It is now 529.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Coming up in just a moment, Trump says that the shackles have been removed. The shackles are just now being removed. What is that going to look like? We'll talk about it coming up. It's 5:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. North Carolina still struggling to deal with floods spawned by Hurricane Matthew. High water has swamped highways and forced thousands out of their homes.
The flood waters, believe it or not, are still rising in some portions of the Carolinas here, particularly here in Lumberton, North Carolina, which was perhaps the worst affected by Hurricane Matthew. And you still see neighborhoods underwater. The residents here waking up in nearby shelters this morning, their lives on hold.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval. Hurricane Matthew is estimated now to have caused about $10 billion in damage and losses in the U.S. Goldman Sachs says the storm damaged or destroyed more than a million structures, forced businesses from Florida to North Carolina to close, and put thousands temporarily out of work. Donald Trump went on offense against Hillary Clinton again last night in a campaign stop in Florida, seizing on the revelations from Clinton campaign hacked emails published by WikiLeaks.
The Hillary Clinton documents released today by WikiLeaks make more clear than ever just how much is at stake in this election. So much corruption.
The WikiLeaks dump also raised new questions about Clinton's paid speeches to Wall Street executives. Montgomery County Executive Isaiah Leggett will not be seeking re-election. Leggett had hinted that his fourth term as county executive would be his last, but now he's made the decision final, revealing his decision to a group in Silver Spring that was holding a fundraiser to oppose the term limits ballot question. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,129, the NASDAQ at 52,47. Sports, the Dodgers beat the Nationals in Game 4 of their division series. The decisive Game 5 tomorrow night here in Washington, and the winner will face the Cubs, who stunned the Giants with a Game 4 victory in San Francisco. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products. Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our seven showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
Are you having problems with hearing? Is your family frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate with them? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, at home, and socially? You're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing for a free hearing consultation, 800-811-8700. Unlike other hearing aid locations, Ascent is staffed with actual doctors and have seven locations to serve you. For a limited time, they're offering hearing aids at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology and Hearing at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. They offer invisible hearing solutions and take insurance and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. For a free consultation, visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Hearingaiddoctors.com, 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. Travel lanes are open. However, as you come up toward the Beltway, that's where we have an incident, and they were able to get over to the right shoulder. So I do see some flashing lights, a couple cars. Again, east on 66, right as you come up to that decision point to get onto the Beltway or continue inside the Beltway. Now let's get you around the Beltway where we're good. We're in good shape through Annandale, Tysons, no problems, Maryland through Silver Spring, Bethesda, over to the Wilson Bridge up at speed. Coming in on Route 4, Route 5 this morning up through to the Beltway, your travel lanes have been open. Metro Rail, they have some delays this morning in addition to Safe Surge track number 9 in place. They have speed restrictions near Smithsonian, which affects the blue, silver, and orange line, so watch for additional delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning, and we should roll that right into the afternoon. A little cloud filtering our beautiful blue sky, 71. Overnight tonight, we're mainly clear, 55. Thursday, sunshine mixes with some afternoon clouds, a little south breeze coming in with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Leesburg, 51 in Bethesda, 51 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:05 this morning, we'll talk about all of the emails and all of the stuff that's been dropped into the hopper by WikiLeaks and other places with Joe Concha, the Hills media reporter. At 7:35, it's KT McFarland. At 8:05, David Matarsko with the Daily Mail will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yesterday, Donald Trump proclaimed that the shackles are off. No more Mr. Nice Guy, no more disciplined candidate. Now he's just going to do things his way. Well, we'll break down how he got to that point and why he made that proclamation. But first, I'd like to hear from you. Can you imagine what the Trump campaign will look like without all of the restrictions that clearly Donald Trump has been operating under up until now? Now that the shackles have off, what do you imagine we're going to see in the next 4 weeks leading up to the election? 888-630-9625. Trump Unchained, what do you imagine we're going to experience? 888-630-WMAL. It's true, Brian. Think about this for a moment. 4 weeks from now, we will be talking about the president-elect. Mm-hmm. 4 weeks from today, this morning, exactly, we will be talking about the results of last night's election.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump believes that he has been abandoned by the Republican Party based on comments on the record and off the record from prominent Republicans in leadership, from people within the RNC, from Paul Ryan, telling all of his members of his majority in the House, and then making it known publicly that they don't need to support Donald Trump and that he doesn't plan on supporting Donald Trump, canceling an appearance with him over the weekend. He believes that now the Republican Party has turned their back on him, and therefore he is a free agent. He doesn't need to operate under the restrictions that he has been operating under. The disciplined candidate that does things the way the RNC wants him to do it, not anymore. He believes the only way he can win the election is to do that. And we shall see what that looks like. I get worried. As Seth Meyers said last night on Late Night, It appears the only shackles that Donald Trump has been restricted with so far this campaign have been the 140 character limit on Twitter. But beyond that, I don't know what this might look like other than more direct attacks on Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, could very well work. I mean, so many people have said, you know, the way you attacked your Republican opponents in the primaries, you can't do that to Hillary in the general election. You got to treat her with kid gloves. Otherwise, you're going to be seen as a brutish, sexist bully. Well, guess what? That ship has sailed. The narrative is already out there that Donald Trump is a brutish, sexist bully. So why cower and be concerned about looking that way if you attack Hillary Clinton on substantive, important character and ethics issues? I say, go for it. If that's what he means by shackles, I think it's good the shackles are off.
You know, shackles, that's a horse term, you know, putting shackles on a horse so the horse doesn't run off. Let me give you another horse term. Have you ever broken in a horse? Have you ever done that? It's a very elaborate.
I honestly have never, yeah. Brian Wilson, broken in a horse. Well,
when you break in a horse, one of
have
the
you broken in
yes,
a horse?
Yes, I have.
All right.
I've worked with people who really
this.
Know what they're doing with horses.
I'm not a horse guy.
But I've been part of that process. And so what happens is one of the things you got to do is you got to get the bit into the horse's mouth. And boy, they don't like it at first.
Wouldn't imagine.
You're sticking that in. And the bit basically is connected to the reins. That's how you sort of communicate with the horse and tell the horse where you want to go. It takes a while to get the horse comfortable with the bit. And so they fight you, and I always look at Donald Trump as that horse that they're trying to put a bit in his mouth so they can control him with the reins. And so he has resisted. I mean, every once in a while, you know, during this campaign, he sort of got, he sort of got in line with what the higher-ups wanted him to do. And he took the bit, and he accepted it for a while. But then eventually he would get frustrated with that. He wanted to say the things that he wanted to say. He wanted to do it his way, and he would spit the bit out. And he was on his own. Well, the bit now, if you're going to ride this horse, you're going to ride it bareback because there's not going to be any bit. And he has spit out the bit. He's on his own now, and the shackles have been removed. This is a runaway horse, and it's going to just, you know, he's going to be, if he's going to go down, he's going to go down the way that he wants to go down, and he's going to do the things he wants to say, and he's going to do the things the way he wants to do them, and it's going to be fun to watch. I don't know. Maybe that will be the best strategy. Maybe that would be the best strategy at this point. I don't know, but that's clearly what's going on. He has rejected now any attempt by the party elders or the party leaders to try to put any control over his campaign.
To follow your horse analogy, it may be dangerous and it may be not what you planned on doing, but once you ride that horse that hasn't been broken and the shackles are off and there's no bit and you're riding bareback, you could definitely argue that it will be one wild ride.
Yeah, well, it will be.
And that's what the next 4 weeks might be.
We just extended that metaphor probably a lot further than it should have gone.
Scott in Fredericksburg, you're on WMAL. Hey, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing? Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say that Donald Trump is one of the most frustrating candidates I can remember in the last 20 or 30 years. As crooked as Hillary Clinton is, if he just stuck to the issues and just grilled her and grilled her and grilled her on every crooked thing she has done, from emails to possible influence from donors to her so-called foundation, then there's no reason that she should be within 10 points of it. But yeah, he wants to go out and insult everybody and all this.
Well, Scott, listen, if you're saying he's frustrating because he hasn't gone to Hillary Clinton on what you describe as the issues, which is all of her corruption, then you might have your wish come true here. I think that's what he means by shackles are off. He's going to go at her with everything that he's got. More of your calls on this. What do you think a Trump campaign with the shackles off is going to look like? And is this a good thing? 888-630-WMAO.
It is now 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. While en route to Trinidad and Tobago to participate in the Conference of the Defense Ministers of the Americas, Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke by phone on Monday with Colombian Defense Minister Luis Carlos Villegas. The two leaders discussed the U.S.-Colombian defense relationship, the status of peace talks, and a range of shared security issues.
You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. You know, whatever aging gracefully means to you, just listen to what Darlene from Loosedale, Missouri says. I heard about it on the radio. The results on my fine lines and even deep forehead wrinkles were dramatic. I get compliments all the time. It's like I never aged. Darlene is talking about the new Esotique XV anti-wrinkle cream, enhanced with plant stem cell technology and powerful natural peptides. That's the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, and UV damage that can cause skin redness. It's not just Darlene. I use Esotique XV, and I love it. And now, for a limited time, you can try Esotique XV for yourself absolutely free for a full 30 days. The results will blow your mind, or you simply won't pay. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. You'll also get the Deep Firming Vitamin C Serum as a free gift just for calling today. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
It is 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, I want to start with Metrorail. And this started yesterday. They had some problems outside of the Smithsonian Station, and they're still dealing with this. They're calling it a defective rail fasteners. So they have speed restrictions outside the Smithsonian Station. And as a result, for the blue, silver, and orange line trains that pass through there, you will definitely have some delays. So it'll affect those entire lines, blue, orange, and silver, because of the speed restrictions at the Smithsonian. But hold on, there's one more that just came up for them. On the red line, trains are single tracking right near Rhode Island Avenue due to unscheduled track repairs, so expect delays there as well. So if you're not on the rails, let's get you out to the road. 66 eastbound, right as you come up to the Beltway. I'm still watching the accident activity. A lot of that confined to the shoulder, though. I'm not seeing any lanes blocked. So eastbound, right as you come up to that decision point for the Beltway, you'll see the flashing lights along the right side. Just use caution. No problems to report if you're coming in on the Dulles Greenway. Toll road, quiet. On 270, here we come. The volume out of Frederick down toward Urbana and 109. Beltway looks good through Silver Spring into the Wilson Bridge. Heading into town, 295 south. Seeing those delays increase past East Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking morning, and we should roll that right into the afternoon. A little cloud filtering our beautiful blue sky. 71. Overnight tonight, we're mainly clear, 55. Thursday, sunshine mixes with some afternoon clouds. A little south breeze coming in with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 547.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
But I'm so confused. You say, okay, the shackles are off, and now I can really do what I want. I mean, what are you going to do that you haven't done? I mean, are you going to be more outspoken?
I don't think I'm that outspoken, to be honest with you, Bill. I think I'm not outspoken at all. No, I don't think. I think I've been very nice.
Donald Trump last night explaining to Bill O'Reilly how it's going to look when his shackles come off, because he hasn't really been that outspoken.
No, not at all. He doesn't think so.
No. So what do you think this is going to look like?
Oh, my Lord.
Mike in Spotsylvania, you're next up on WMAL.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What do you think?
Hey, look, I'm a Trump supporter. I've been through, I've seen the Obama administration for the last 8 years. We cannot forget that Hillary is part of this Obama administration. She's crooked. Her and Obama have completely turned this country upside down. I've got a grandchild on its way into the world, and I'm gonna tell you, I want to see America like it used to be. And Trump has my support. There's no way in my heart, no way in my soul, I could even consider her to be the president of this great country.
So with the shackles off, you're hoping that will make a difference.
I don't know if it'll make a difference. I'm going to tell you, I really believe that Trump is going to win this thing, and he's going to win it by a landslide.
All right, Mike. Well, I appreciate you jumping in there. Mark in Sykesville, we want to hear from you as well. You're on WMAL. What do you think a Trump campaign with the shackles off will look like these final 4 weeks?
Well, like the one of the gentlemen said earlier, he's been a very frustrating candidate. He doesn't know how to keep his mouth shut. He probably thinks, and it's probably true, that he's already lost the election. But all he needed to do was, instead of fighting with Paul Ryan and, you know, a former Miss Universe or whatever, whoever in the heck she was, just shut up, stick to the issues, and stick to Hillary Clinton's character, and he wins the election. I mean, it was just that simple, because he doesn't have any of that corruption following him around. Maybe he's had three wives. Maybe he says some bad things about women. But, you know, look at all the things that Hillary Clinton's done. And if he, again, if he had just stuck to his message, he would have won hands down. It would have been a landslide.
Well, it's 4 weeks away, Mark. It ain't in the past tense. So we'll see if this unshackled Donald Trump does what you want him to do, and that is just focus on Hillary Clinton and not get dragged down in these other fights. We'll see. Well, we shall see.
It is now 5:50 on WMAL. Time for El Rushbow.
What was it, 3 years ago, Hillary Clinton spoke to the National Multifamily Housing Council. She refused to release the transcript, but thanks to WikiLeaks, we know what she said. She told the group that successful politicians have to balance public and private efforts in order to end up where we need to be. But it's tough to make things happen if people are paying attention to the backroom deals. So you need both a public and private position, she said. Now, asked about this in the debate Sunday, Ms. Clinton claimed she was just channeling Abraham Lincoln. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, for years I've told you that the liberal Democrats cannot be honest with the public. If they campaigned on their true private agenda, they'd never be elected. Perfect example, Obamacare. The Democrats told the public you'd cut their costs, $2,500 a year. If you liked your doctor, your plan, you could keep them. But the Democrats, including Mrs. Clinton, all knew that costs are going to skyrocket, that you would lose coverage, that Obamacare would implode, like it's doing, it's designed to. The Democrats' private goal was to use this inevitable collapse to bring in a single-payer solution. Government-run medicine, top to bottom. And that's exactly what the Democrats are now advocating to, quote-unquote, fix Obamacare. Hillary Clinton's public statements are not truthful. They never have been. They never will be. What she says in public is a lie, which is why deleting her private emails was a top priority.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is 5:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading into Woodbridge, the crash north on I-95. Right as you come up to the Prince William Parkway, stay to the right to get by. Still see some fire and rescue notes reporting that they're on their way there, so we may have additional lanes blocked. So again, northbound 95 before you get to the Occoquan for the crash. Now for 66 volume in Manassas, we're still doing okay approaching the Beltway. Everyone using caution. We have a crash eastbound 66 right at the Beltway. Everything confined to the shoulders, but again, a little bit of a distraction. We're good around the Beltway. Virginia, Maryland, off to a quiet start. Metro Rail, speed restrictions near Smithsonian, blue, silver, orange lines affected, and Metro Rail single tracking near Rhode Island Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder weather continues to come in. A few clouds with clear sky for the first part of the day. Partial clouds this afternoon, 71. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sunshine with some clouds, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
It's Brian Wilson from my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. Did you know they can protect your family with reliable certified monitoring at a great price of only $19.95 a month? Stop paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for monitoring. You can make the switch to Ackerman and start saving now. Why Ackerman? Because first of all, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Secondly, they make it really easy to make the switch. They can even leave your existing equipment in place and you'll get peace of mind for that great $19.95 a month rate. At Ackerman Security, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. Need another reason? During the month of October, just mention you heard the ad on WMAL, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With daylight savings time ending, with the sun setting earlier, holiday travel around the corner, make sure your home and family are always safe and secure. Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security right now. Get protected. Switch and save. Call 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
This is WMAL traffic reporter Jamie Whitten. Normally, you trust me for information that'll make your commute less complicated. Now, I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. I've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb, Dr. Rob, and their Bethesda Sedation Dentistry Dream Team, so I decided to check them out for myself. Now I know what a truly compassionate, non-judgmental, and remarkable place it is. If you're like me, Larry, and countless others who have been to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, you'll actually start to look forward to your dental visits. Don't let fear or guilt stand in the way of your dental and emotional transformation. Let Bethesda Sedation Dentistry's award-winning practice guide you through this journey. To learn more about sedation dentistry, or if you just need a wonderful dentist, call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Coming up on WMAL.
A slew of stories about local public teachers and inappropriate relationships with students here in the area. And we wonder, has that wall between student and teacher been broken down way too much in your school?
Is it a bear? Is it a dog? The compelling story of the bear dogs.